Dear family, a parable is a story based on illustrations that we can understand, but that are meant to bring us to a deeper reality that otherwise we could not reach. And today the parable is about a great storm. And I think we all can relate to that. Every day I hear of someone who is going through a great storm. Often they come to my office, men, women, couples, in great distress, because indeed it seems like their bark is about to sink. Have you ever been there? Maybe you are there right now, going through a tremendous storm in your life. And you may be wondering, where is Jesus? When people come to me in this situation, it is very hard to say, well, just trust in the Lord, let's just pray. Because first, you have to be there. Now, many people ask, what did Jesus bring? Peace? Is there peace in the world? Did he bring health? Is there health in this world? Did he bring to this world food? Isn't there a lot of hunger in this world? So what did Jesus bring? What difference, in fact, does he make? And the answer is, Jesus brought himself. And that makes all the difference. In the storm, right there in our bark, is Jesus. The winds are still raging, and the waves are still coming into the bark, but Jesus is there. That's what he brought. He brought himself, God with us, Emmanuel. God gave this world to us, and sin has its effect. That's the waves, that's the wind, that's the brokenness, that's our doing. We messed it up. And Jesus continues to give men and women responsibility and authority over this world. So we keep on wrecking it up. But he loved us so much that he came. So what difference does Jesus make? He himself is the difference. He's right there with you, with me, with each one of us. And as we acknowledge him, as we learn to trust him, then we become like him. And in the midst of this mess and this chaos that we have made, we become instruments of love and peace and encouragement. And through us, God makes a great difference for others. That is why there's no such thing as a private Christianity. By its very essence, when we join Christ, when we become one with Christ, we become instruments of his love, of his life, of his assurance to others around us. And we become also then with him, in him, hope. and peace and life for the world. But this parable has another dimension, which is the bark of Jesus. Well, Jesus was in fact in the bark of Peter. The church is the bark. And look at the church throughout the centuries, always in storms. How many people through the centuries, like even today, are predicting the church is going to sink? Look at the scandals. In fact, how the waves are coming into the bark. Look at the frailty and the hopelessness of the sailors. They can't handle it. Oh yes, we hear in the first reading about how God placed limit to the waves. We see the wonders of nature. But also we know how nature itself has been wounded, and oftentimes it goes out of course. And the bark of Peter seems to be always so frail, at the verge of sinking. But Jesus is inside, and he gives us divine assurance that in spite of the frailty of the sailors, that's us, in spite of our sinfulness and weakness, because he is there, because it's his bark, it will never sink. It will make it until the end of times. All those who predict the end of the church actually are dated. They themselves will end, as all empires, all corporations, everything that seems so stable, so strong in this world, like the Roman Empire, and all the other empires before and after, have come and gone. And the church remains as a solitary witness that Jesus Christ is the Lord of the universe. And so we have this wonderful opportunity to live by faith, so that even if we see chaos and sin and great waves, we know in whom we have put our trust, like St. Paul said. We know that as we trust in him and allow him into our lives, that we are a new creation. The martyrs, not only in the early church, but throughout the centuries, even in our own time, knew this very well. That their great difficulties, the great evils that were heaped upon them, were not the last word. Sometimes we pray because we have a great illness, or we have a financial problem, and we pray and we hope for the Lord to bring a solution to this problem. And many times he does. But sometimes he does not answer our prayers as we expect. And we do die. We are not meant to stay here forever. However, through our death, he performs actually the greatest miracle, which is greater even than having healed us. Because through our death, he brings us to new life forever in heaven. So the martyrs knew this. Anytime as we pray to the Lord, he will bring calm to the storms of persecution, of evil that are heaped against us. But if he doesn't, we remain calm because we know that he will raise our bodies to everlasting life. Jesus himself, through his own death, gave us the greatest sign of his divinity, his own resurrection. So what are we afraid of? Let us have faith. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Because whatever happens, whatever is the outcome of our situation, God will bring something better for us. This weekend, or rather this week that we just finished, I was on retreat. And I heard the testimony of a mother who lost her son in an accident. And she related to us her great agony, her great sufferings. She wanted to die. And yet, now she tells us, I am glad, even for the death of my son, because I know now that it's for his own good. And in fact, now, years later, I have seen the blessing and the good that it has brought to our family. As we have been brought into a greater level of awareness of our Father, God, we have come to a deeper realization that we do not belong to this world, that we were created for heaven. What a mysterious way is the way of the Lord. How blessed we are if in the middle of the storm we grow in faith. Amen.